Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us, going to recap those futures for us when we come back right after this.
Farm Assure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. Farm Assure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's Farm Assure.
The Steffes Group is conducting a timed online auction for P&K equipment in Enid, Oklahoma. The closing date is May 5th, with a preview on May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This huge online auction features tractors, combines, sprayers, mowers, balers, and much more. Get 10% off on all in-stock and stock-ordered parts on May 4th. P&K equipment is offering a JD financing rate of 3.9% on all purchased auction items to pre-qualified buyers. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on the P&K equipment online auction May 5th in Enid. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures here today. And not the best of days yesterday. Negative for the most part on most of the livestock yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. We did see a moment there that live cattle and feeder cattle dipped down well over $2 to the downside, but then they bounced with the live cattle still closing negative, but the feeder cattle closing only slightly mixed at the end of the session. We did not really have a lot of fresh news yesterday, but do keep in mind April live cattle, April feeder cattle contracts did expire yesterday. Now, choice box beef was down $1.65 yesterday. Select boxes were down $2 and a penny on a total movement of 180 loads. Daily cattle slaughter estimated 115,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $1.58. We also saw the steer carcass weights come in at 872 pounds. This is 28 pounds heavier than what it was in 2013 and 2014. On the close yesterday, June cattle were down $1.20, May feeder cattle down 7 cents, and June lean hogs 22 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures. And, wow, really just kind of a crummy day overall yesterday. The grain's lower across the board.
That's right, Dave. We did see a very negative end for the month of April in our grain and our soybean complex. After trading higher on Wednesday, we saw the wheat, corn, and soybeans all close negative yesterday. We saw the fact that there just was no fresh news out there. It seemed to be more of a situation of technical selling, possibly some profit-taking from Wednesday's gains. There just was nothing out there to help support our markets. Now, next week will be the annual Kansas Wheat Tour, which looks like it will take place in a rain event. Yesterday, Bloomberg's Trader Survey is estimating the winter wheat crop to be 106 million bushels more than it was last year. They're looking for Kansas to be increased over a year ago by 52 million, and Oklahoma to see an increase of 61 million bushels over last year's crop. Now, trading overnight has been in light to moderate volume with mixed price action. July KC wheat at the moment a penny and three quarters higher. July corn down a penny and a half. July soybeans trading a penny and a quarter lower. July cotton is 17 cents higher. June crude oil, 14 cents lower. We're looking at the June dollar index up 13 cents. And June Dow Jones futures trading 84 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hi, right, Tom. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time. You have a great weekend, and we'll visit with you again on Monday. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.